Thousands of Republicans from Iowa and elsewhere roamed around the grounds outside Iowa State's basketball arena on Saturday. Republican presidential candidates wooed them with food and drink, hoping to win votes in the Iowa GOP's straw poll. Ray Hoffman of Sioux City, the chairman of the Republican Party of Iowa, was wearing a suit and tie despite the heat.
The wind is blowing just a little bit. People out, and everybody's got a smile on their face.
Mitt Romney brought in games for the kids and fed his supporters barbecue. Tammy Morgan of Conesville was waiting in line to vote for Romney when the polling opened at 10 o'clock Saturday.
I've been to some of his meetings, and I just like what he has to say better.
Sam Brownback had an air-conditioned tent and fed his supporters barbecue, too. Tim Leister of Gilbert voted for Brownback because of Brownback's pro-life record.
And he's consistently voted on those things throughout his career and hasn't flip-flopped. And that's what I like about him, that he's consistent and you know where he stands.
David Fisher of Des Moines volunteered to hold a huge Ron Paul sign on Saturday morning.
You know, I'm a lifelong Republican, lifelong Iowan. I've never been more enthused about a Republican candidate, any candidate in my life.
Don Tresemer of Council Bluffs was in Ames to vote for Mike Huckabee.
I like his stance on immigration. I like his stance on energy and taxes. So I think he's just a good man.
Linda Dirks of Dubuque drove to Ames to vote for Tom Tancredo.
My main concern is illegal aliens, and he's been on that subject for several years rather than Johnny-come-lately on the seeing which way the wind's blowing.
Cheryl Kramer of Dubuque was in Ames to shop around for a candidate.
That's what makes this fun!
Three candidates, Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, and John McCain, did not participate in Saturday's event. State Senator Jeff Angelo of Creston, a supporter of Giuliani, went to take in the spectacle.
Looking at the Ferris wheel and the live performances, the barbecue, I'm amazed by it all.
While only Iowa residents were allowed to vote in the straw poll, that didn't stop some Wisconsin friends of Tommy Thompson from making the trek to Ames. Scott Neitzel of Madison, Wisconsin, was there with his wife.
This is democracy. This is how it's supposed to be. This is great. We've never been to one of these before, and this is kind of gives me goosebumps.
Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.